Good Company by Cynthia Dupree Sweeney is a wonderful story of how friends become family. How do our friends impact us and us them? I can truly relate with this story, and how every one of the characters affected the other. Julian and Flora have been married for around 20 years. They've been best friend with David and Margot for almost same time. While the rest are actors, David is a doctor. They've lived in New York City and Los Angeles for majority of their lives, with few years in London. Julian and Flora have a high school daughter, Ruby, and instantly before her graduation party, an amazing disclosure comes out about an episode that happened 15 years ago. It prompts a few awkward moments, job changes, questions regarding love, responsibility, trust, and the eventual future of their lives. What happened? Well, for that you have to read the novel. One of the things I liked about Cynthia Dupree Sweeney's writing is the POV changes all through the book. Every chapter revolves around somebody different, yet the past chapter builds the stage for the new character's POV. There are under 10 characters, however it is a rising step circumstance where you need to read them to understand why the new character is significant. In the start of the chapter, it is hazy. Before the end, you have your surprising moment. Switching of POVs are seamless and flowing. Every one of the characters are all around developed. The plot, while not major, is sufficient to have something to clutch with a curious hope. Where I struggled most was the ending. After the big uncover and the resulting impacts, you feel the drama and agony between characters. You watch as they gradually fix and rebuild. However, in the end, things are left open-ended and casually addressed as a wrap-up. I usually do not mind endings like this, however there should be something to gain from it. Instead, this felt like an exceptionally nitty-gritty journey into a particular 20-year period of four characters' lives, and afterwards a cliff where you somewhat stop. I did not have to know the full detail of their future, yet when somebody misleads you or lies to you, and you don't actually get a round-trip finish on it in a book, it's disturbing. I needed a comeuppance for somebody, or at least, a feeling of how to fix what is to come. Of course, life can be that way, so maybe the author was essentially commenting on the real world. I am glad I read Good Company by Cynthia Dupree Sweeney. I will keep on reading more from the writer, as the world building is solid. This is particularly since the two books center around New York City for a major part of the timetable. However, in case you need a closed door type finishing, this is not the correct one.
Thanks for listening this book review podcast. If you like this review, don't forget to follow, so that you do not miss any of our future podcast. Also show us your love by sharing it with your friends and family.